Zatzal, you have to mamish spend kol mamoinai. The Mekayim mitzvahs na Chanukah, Rav Eliashiv was moisif to that, and the Gemara says, how far you go with Ner Chanukah Shulchan Aruch, Shoyle Moichik Susoi, serious stuff for Ner Chanukah. But the Rav Eliashiv had a Chiddush Gadol, and I've spoken about this in the past, Chiddush Gadol Mo'ed. He feels that it's not just how much money you have to spend on Chanukah for the neighbors. Which again, the Mishabura or Samech, there's a vikuach on Hidur Mitzvah. The Osamech Smedaik in the Rambam, he says, Shmonim upsilois, Ploshon Rabim, that big Chiddush, the Osamech. It's hard to understand how could it be a din of Shoyle and Moichik Susoi for something I don't have to do Bechla. I don't have to be Mahada. Whatever, that's not for now. But the bottom line is that Rav Eliashiv said a Chiddush Gadol Mo'ed. He said, what happens if you don't have a Mokam Adloka Bechla? You don't have a Mokam Adloka, right? So let's say I'm in the city, I'm stuck, Taka don't have a Mokam Adloka. What do I do? So Rav Eliashiv says you have to go to a hotel, rent a room, so you'll have a Mokam Dira to light. Otherwise you can't light. So, how much money do you have to spend? So if you're stuck in Manhattan, and the only hotel available for you is the Ritz-Carlton, and tonight they only have the special bridal suite, the Chvezvos, 10 grand, so kol tov, that's it. You got to do it. Anyway, I've mentioned this Rav Eliashiv many, many times in the past because it's a Chiddush Gadol Mo'ed, right? When I say it's a Chiddush Gadol Mo'ed, I'll call it a Chumra Gadol Mo'ed. It's not such a Chiddush Gadol Mo'ed. It's a Chumra Gadol Mo'ed. And Rav Asher Weiss, that Zol Gazon Zayin, we mentioned him in the past, he brings down this Rav Eliashiv and he argues. He says, absolutely not. He doesn't hear it at all. He doesn't hear it because he says, you're an onus. You don't have a bias. You're potter. That was basically his, you're potter from the Chanukah. You don't have the, you're potter. That was his. Grader Reb Chaim Knievsky, Zatzal, brought a riot to his shver from the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. Over there, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos makes a distinction between chiyuvim that are on a person that he has to do, and chiyuvim that are only there if you have it, like a bias, a mezuzah. And the Rambam in that halacha, when he talks about the chayvus haguf, one of his examples is Ner Chanukah. So Chaim said, it's a riot to my shver. It's a riot to my father-in-law that Ner Chanukah, it's not if you have a house, you have to put a Ner Chanukah. Very misquoted the Pnei Yeshua in the beginning of the sugya of Chanukah, where the Pnei Yeshua says that when Chazal say it's an Erishu Beisoi, Asuo Kechoivas Abayis, they made it like a Chayvas Abayis. The opposite, the Pnei Yeshua is saying it's a Chayvas Aguf. It's a Chayvas Aguf, Bibayis. It's not a Chayvas Bayis like Mezuzah, where if I have a house, I'm Chayv. You know? So you should know that Rav Asher Weiss is also maskim to that. He's maskim it's a chayvus adam. He doesn't argue with that musak. He just holds lemaisa since the mitzvah is babayis, and you don't have a bias. So try samanonus. And you don't mechuyav to make myself in a matzav that I could do it. If I don't have oil, I have to sell my garments or whatever to get the oil. But if I don't have a bias, so his example was, it's like you don't have a hand. Imagine a person doesn't have a left hand. It's part of him. Is he mechuyev to get himself a hand? Let's say he could. Hayalo hadas. So you should know I had a whole vikuach with him about this. Because it was Rav Eliashiv. Meaning, if it's just a tshuva from Rav Eliashiv, I'm not fearing melchoma. You know, that's his psak, no problem. But here was like a, like kemat, like made out like the truth from Rav Yashar was kemat atos in Sfora. So I said, I said, if Lu Yitzuyer, a person could go to the hospital and get a halachic hand, why not? I'm mechuyev to do it. Rav Yashar would probably say you have to do that too. Why not? It's different than Hanukkah. You don't have to give kol mamonah by tefillin. But if a person is a rich guy and he could go to the hospital and for 20 grand they could put on a hand for him and now that's going to be halachically a hand, why is he mechuyev? I told him, tefillin's not a chuyev, it's hayad. It's chuyev, it's a goof on me to wear tefillin. The place, the mokam anocha is the yad. Granted, his sushtal, I think, is a good sushtal. His sushtal is a good sushtal. Similar. And it sounds a little worse because you could say he's a gavra who be'etzem mitzad who he is, he's not royal mitzvah. Reb Binyamin Eliashiv, actually, obviously held like his father. Halacha l'mais. But I told him that I was loichem for his father. Not that Reb Eliashiv needs any soldiers. Said I was loichem. And I told him that I told the Reb Asher Weiss that you have to get a hand also. So it's interesting. Reb Binyamin rather heard Reb Asher Weiss. He avadi held like his father. But Lagabi the tefillin child, he said, if you have to mamish get a hand. I said, I hear you do, Grada. Somebody came to me with that child, they could get a hand. They don't have a mokum. Reb Daniel was mezakeh me to meet a soldier who doesn't have a mokum anoche. He mamish, she's plotting to become a mitzvah. Special in the shomer. Lamaise, if it was possible for him to get a halachic hand, I would go collecting for it for him. To get a halachic hand. To put on film. Why not? I hear tefillin's a chayva on the Adam, and if it's available, a hand, why shouldn't you have to put on a hand? Again, you could be done. Is it halachic hand? Is it not? That's a different show. I'm saying if you can get one, they could connect it from the nerves and give you a bosser, a real hand, and it works like a hand. His mom is your hand. So, I mean, hearing is like that. Anything they put into the goof becomes part of a person. If they put a person an eye in somebody who couldn't see, and now he sees with a natural eye, even if it was a transplant, he's not a sumo. And if he was a cherish and they put in an implant, and now he could hear, he's not a cherish. As long as it became part of his goof. So lamaisa, I would hear that you have to. Okay. But regardless, so I said that since we're going in halacha like this, Rav Eliashiv, so lamaisa, if somebody is traveling, they cannot travel in a way that they won't be able to have a mokum hadlaka. So I said, you have to spend even extra money. Somebody called me several years ago. I was in the car, they called me, and they said that they got a ticket, and they realized that they're not going to be home. They're leaving too early to light here, and they're arriving in Eretz Yisrael in the morning. So they're going to be one night. So what should they do? They thought, I'll give them some eitzah. My eitzah was, don't fly. He said, but Rabbi, for me now to change the ticket, it's going to cost me $800. I said, Shoyel Emoich Eksusay. Rav Yashiv will tell you, Shoyel Emoich Eksusay. So you should talk and do that. Or maybe you could look up Chaskel Roth light in the bathroom on the plane. Not eight. What? Right, for sure. But shliach is very tricky. I could only say I made a big mistake. When I first got married, so Rabbi Brody got married the same tkufa as me, right? He actually got married like a drop. I got engaged before him. He got married a drop. He got married before me. I got engaged before him. He got married before me. He got married before me. So he asked me, a shaila, what to do. Ner Hanukkah. Right? What to do Ner Hanukkah. And it was right before Shabbos, and it was one of these like last minute shaylas, and he was going to his parents. I said, so if you could have a shliach to light by your house, so have a shliach light by your house. And then I was misyashiv after that shliach doesn't work today. Shliach doesn't work today. Meaning, to have a shliach light for you at home doesn't work today. If one of the bnei bayis light for you at home, 100%, like Rav Zera, his wife lit for him at home, 100%, that's l'chatchile. The marshal uses that as a raya, that if the baal's away and his wife lights for him, it's not even a mahadrin. He says those people that want to light rather than do like Rav Zera or mishtata, instead of being mishtata, if they want to be mahadrin, mischazdim yoisik Rav Zera. Now, like they're tipshim, right? L'maisa, I'm not saying that case. I'm saying, let's say I'm away, like Rav Daniel, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael with my wife, and the house is empty. If I think I'll go to Rabbi Yehuda, Hazach Choshere, he could do Hadlaka with more kavana than me. He's going to take him longer to make the bracha. I'll send him as a shliach. Rabbi Yehuda, go to my house, 82 Foshay Road. Here's the combination, light and erchanik. I hold today, if you do that, it's a bracha levatol. You know what I'm telling you? Why? Because you're not doing Hadlaka for chutz. The whole Hadlaka is pnim. And I'm telling you, I'm being misvada al chetre chotonu. I made the same toss without thinking it through. Because it's nofus in Chazal, shliach, madlik, bevesoy. But in Eretz Yisrael, I hope you could do it. That's how that, rather, that's how the, it was cemented into my head. Because I was a boch in Eretz Yisrael till then. And Eretz Yisrael, actually, Rav Eliashiv used to give that eitzel l'chatchil. If a guy was going to another place, he'd say, before Shabbos, light by your apartment. You anyway lighting by plug, light by your apartment and go. Over there you're lighting for bachutz. So the presumenis is for the street. My house is just the location to publicize the miracle to the street. So nobody's home, somebody is home, it doesn't make a difference. That look is not for the bnei bayis. Mashenke no etzleinu. That look is for bifnim. So what happens? I call Yoina, I say, Yoina, go to 82 for sure. So he's going to go into the house. Nobody's home. He'll put on the dining room light. He'll take out the menorah. And he'll make a broch and lahalik and a chanukah. And then leave. Or stay. It doesn't matter if he stays. He's not part of anybody's. Now, if Yoina will sleep there for the night, he becomes an achsan oidea. That could be an eitzah. That's a takan eitzah. An eitzah would be, but that eitzah, listen to me, that talk is an eitzah. If a guy's really stuck, he's up the creek, and he has a trip planned, and he's going to miss Hazman Hadlaka. He won't be able to light anywhere. So this may be a good eitzah. Get a friend. Let him sleep in the house. So now he's an achsanoi. Now he's not a lighter. He's not doing a traditional lighting. He's ben bayis. He's achsanoi. And now I can make him a shliach to light in the house. It's not a brachol vatola. So here's the tricky thing. Tricky thing is like this. That's why everything you have to think through. What's the case? I'm going to go, let's say what's the case? I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. Chanukah is Sunday night. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm leaving Sunday. I'm not going to be home Sunday night. And I'm not going to be in Eretz Yisrael till Monday. So fine. So I tell Yoina, Yoina, do me a favor, Sunday, instead of sleeping in yeshiva, instead of sleeping at home, or instead of not sleeping at all, you have to sleep, go to my house, sleep there, light in a Hanukkah for me. Here's the problem. I left my house before Hanukkah. Yeah? Now I lent my house to Yoina, yeah? It's Yoina's bias. I'm not saying momentous wise it's Yoina's bias. I'm not nitfal to that, to his adloka. Me and my wife and my family, we vacated the bayis. Now he took over the bayis. So now it's not Hadlaka Achsanoi. It's a new he's being Machai of the Hadlaka by being there, and he's lighting it. Mazel tov, you got a beautiful nail. It's not even Achsanoi. He's lighting al Tzbal. You don't have to own the house. There's no din bayis by Ner Chanukah. If you lend me your house for the night, and you're not there, and I go, it's not Hadlaka Achsanoi, it's mine. No, I will explain. No, so what I'm explaining to you is like this. I only hold that this Eitzah could work if he comes the night before. Then he becomes my achsanoi. Now we are, he's toffel to my shulchan. Now I could say, okay, lamshich. Otherwise, I'm not happy with this Eitzah. Even though there are ways to stretch this Eitzah also, because I could say I could leave him food. I could, and now he could be eating my food while, so maybe there's some kind of tfelus from that. And he could still be called my achsanoi. He's using my house, he's using my food. Ulai. But it's I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with that Eitzah. So anyway, see, here's the story. The shaila I got wasn't the shaila. The shaila I got was like this. The shaila I got was, the guy realized how chomer it is to not to have adloka. He said, Lamaisi, he has a different problem. His problem is, he's going away taka. And he's taka going to be out of town. And where he is, he won't be able to be lighting at that time. His wife could light for him, which is no problem. The problem is that where his wife is lighting, it's not going to be Zman Hadloka for him. So let's say this person is leaving Sunday. He's arriving Monday morning, right? His wife is going to light for him at a time when for him it's not Zman Hadloka. Can I be Yoytze with my wife, or for that matter, any of my Bnei Bayis? Your wife may be better and may be worse, but let's assume it's better, right? Can I be Yoytze when for me it's not Zman Hadloka Bechlach? The Melbourne Rav says, no. You can only be Yoytze if you're in the same time zone. Him is very nagea. He was the Rav, the Agaivid in Australia. He deals with all the, Dateline Shilas, the Sphere Shilas, Tynus, starting in one place. Because he was in any he was a Agaivid in Melbourne. Big Talmud Chacham. He was the brother of the Derbet Sina Dayan. They're brothers. Rav Moshe Stern and Rav Bezalel Stern are brothers. They must have Choshev parents. Right? So he has... So he holds not Yoytze. Okay? Years ago, so this person, Shaila, I told him, according to the Melbourneer, no good. The Shaila is halacha l'maisa. I saw a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Kovitz Beis Aaron v'Yisrael. It's a Kovitz that comes out. I saw years ago a tshuva there. And in that sefer, he brings down that Rav Shlomo Zalman himself writing a piece. He holds Dover Pasha, not only you could be Yoytze if your wife's in a different time zone, even if she's lighting for you when it's Shabbos. Let's say Hanukkah is Motzei Shabbos. Yeah? Hanukkah is Motzei Shabbos. And I'm in America. I'm in America for Shabbos, so wherever I am. Okay? I'm in England. England is also still Shabbos. And my wife lights Motzei Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you could be Yoytze, even though for you it's not Hanukkah and it's Shabbos. Yeah, it's not even Roy for you to light now. Not even Roy for you to light. So there's a lot of chidushim in this Rav Shlomo Zalman. You know what I mean? He's saying number one, there's three huge chidushim. One of them we're going to have a problem to try to understand. Number one, to say that you're Yoytze ner Chanukah, not on Chanukah, is a pella. I don't even have the mitzvah. Forget the Zman. I don't have the mitzvah, Bechlau. In other words, on Chanukah, Yecholim Ladun, you could say, I'm Chayv in ner Chanukah, the whole Chanukah I'm Chayv. The Zman is Balaylo. You understand what I'm telling you? The Zman is Balaylo, I'm Chayv. The Ragachov learns like that. The Shemana Simei Chanukah is a gush echad, it's one gush. He even holds the bar mitzvah bracha, becomes a godla on Chanukah, his obligation doesn't get elevated. It's a kovu Shemana Simei, it's one chiv. Oh, fine. There, meaning the Melbourne Rav holds, even if by you it's Chanukah, by your wife it's Chanukah, but if by you it's not Zman Hadloka, no good. No good. Because it doesn't help. that you misyachas to that look, it's not yours man adlock. Shlomo Zalman is saying, number one, that doesn't matter. Number two, even if it's not Chanukah yet, it's not Chanukah yet for you, but for your wife it's Chanukah. That's a huge chiddush. To me, that's the biggest chiddush of all the chiddush. I'm not even having the mitzvah yet. I don't have mitzvah Chanukah yet. That chayv of adlokas nechanukah, I don't have. I don't have such a chayv. That's a chiddush gadol moed. Chiddush gadol moed. And then there's a smaller chiddush, and that is that it could be on Shabbos, because that year some have a problem. The Mogen Avraham Paskins Mefurish and Tofresh Ayin Tes, that if you makabel Shabbos, you could still have a shliach light for you. So that's a smaller chiddush, right? So the Achronim ask, Kol Milsa Di Lo Motzi Oved Lo Motzi Mas V'Shliach. That's what all the Achronim ask on the Mogen Avraham. And over there, I'm going to give the Olam homework. You should look up a Primi Gadim in the Eishel Avraham on this Mogen Avraham. And the Eishel Avraham says, what do you mean? Kol Milsa Di Lo Motzi Oved Lo Motzi Mas V'Shliach. Zok the Eishel Avraham, you don't need shlichus. The hadlok is like a maisa koif. What? The Gemara says hadlok is a mitzvah. The whole shock of a tired Gemara in Chav Beis in Mesechus Shabbos, do we say hadlok is a mitzvah? Do we say hanoch is a mitzvah? And the Gemara says that if you hold hadlok is a mitzvah, hidlik a chair shayt of a cotton, the Gemara doesn't talk about a monkey, but lachar a monkey would be no better. Loyotza. The Primi Godim, but in Tofei Shayin Tes, says, I don't need shlichas. That ma'isa koiv ba'alma. Ma'isa koiv. See, zichar primi gadim doesn't mean that. He means something else. He means to say something else when he says monkey. He doesn't mean I don't need hadlokas mitzvah. Avad, I need hadlokas mitzvah. So that chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that even on Shabbos you could be yotze, is lesser of a chiddush. It's, I want to say one other thing. It's still a bigger chiddush than the Mogen Avraham. Even that chiddush is a bigger chiddush than the Mogen Avraham. Because the Mogen Avraham is talking about you makabel Shabbos, miboydiyot. So it's not yet Shabbos. I was makabel Shabbos. So we know al pidin, I could do Amira then, because as long as I wasn't makabel Shabbos yet, I could make an Amira, l'nochri or l'yisrael. So that you could say, memela, I could be miyuchis to such a hadlaka. Shlomo Zalman is talking about it's the guf hayoyin. Fine. What I'm saying is it's a bigger chiddush than the Mogen Avraham, but at least it's a chiddush that already is found. It's a chiddush that's found. Okay, we'll have to continue next week.